your inner fox.
I'm here to help you get your fox on. What's that? You want to show us a foxy growl? Go on, let it out. On one, two, three... Foxy.
Thanks, Inner Fox. For more foxy fun, get yourself to Foxy Bingo. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Take time to think.
Fashion, it's a fickle game. Something's in, then it's out. But real style is always en vogue. So why not choose the iconic Fiat 500 for just £199 a month? Plus an initial rental of £999. The Fiat 500. In budget and always in style.
Personal contract hire on Fiat 500 mild hybrid 1-litre 70 horsepower hatchback. T's and C's subject to state and availability. 18 plus. You will not own the car. Stellantis Financial Services.
Well, it is a pleasure to have with me right now, Sean Harvey. Sean, obviously a lot of us know you through Welcome to Wrexham. I know you from the EFL and going back to, I think, 2011 with iFollow, as well as working with Leeds and kind of a really proud history in terms of executive positions at the different clubs. The first question I have for you too, I mean, for a lot of our viewers, especially those who are Wrexham fans, we're going to talk a lot about how to watch Wrexham matches. We've been really, pleasantly surprised with Welcome to Wrexham season one and season two. It's been fantastic. Season three is going to be coming out next year. But so for those Wrexham fans who may not know, they can stream every single match. What was your involvement going back to 2011 when you were in charge of the EFL with iFollow? I mean, how involved were you in coming up with the solution, the streaming solution?
No, the world has a funny way, doesn't it, of coming round and rewarding you for efforts of the past. So, I created iFollow. We created it for EFL clubs because there was an obvious gap in the international rights sales, whereby the only games that were ever broadcast live were those games that had been picked for broadcast in the UK, so domestically. And obviously that same game was then made available to overseas broadcast partners. So, and that's why before 2011, there was very few EFL games actually shown in the US and indeed all the way around the world. Mm-hmm. And we had a really simple philosophy. And that is, if you are a supporter of a particular team and you have access to watch your team play, you will do that over and above watching any other club or any other match. Because, football, as you're learning through the documentary, it's very tribal. And, your team is your team. You don't tend to change it from childhood all the way through your life. So, if you adopt the principle, you would watch your team at any one time. The mission that we had at the EFL was to give fans that opportunity. Now, of course, these were fans who were overseas. So, effectively, it was never going to negatively impact on the attendance on the day, because, an expat who was out in Australia or the US wasn't coming back for the game. So we were able to get them back in touch with a football club that they'd formed this long-term link. And so it was a combination of two things. It was a combination of financial gain for the clubs and actually to ensure that the EFL's footprint continued to grow outside the traditional rights sales cycle.
Now, how does it feel? I mean, what does it feel like being on the other side of the table? Because you helped create iFollow. Now you work, very closely with Wrexham. How does it feel on the other side to actually kind of be working with iFollow?
It's brilliant. It's great because, the iFollow arrangement has 1 year left from the original deal that we set up. Now, and being able to utilise it and actually see now how it benefits a football club from the football club side is brilliant. Now, we've obviously had the horrible COVID pandemic in the middle.
Yeah.
And, you know, that introduced streaming and non-traditional broadcast to the world in a way that it probably never been envisaged. And, you know, it certainly wasn't envisaged when we created it. I've explained why we did it. But actually, what streaming did, and actually having a platform like iFollow was able to do very quickly, was able not just to take games into the living room of fans overseas, but actually, whilst the COVID pandemic was on, actually kept domestic supporters in touch with their football club. And in fact, that's what how football generally survived through the COVID pandemic, was utilizing this platform. So what the COVID pandemic did was actually normalize streaming of games, particularly in the UK, where that method of sports consumption wasn't as great. So the pandemic created the need and the need, and that need has now become an element of the normality. So, you know, that's why I genuinely believe the uptake in streaming has been so great in recent times. And, you know, why now, when people are looking at broadcasting packages generally, streaming and accessibility to games and, you know, the Article 48 debate is bound to continue to run because everybody has been able to sample it. But generally, you know, it always brings a wry smile to my face when you hear of Wrexham fans all the way around the world now being able to watch every single game, every single league game live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a little part of me that thinks, yeah, I had something to do with, I did create that at the outset, and now we're actually benefiting it. And we're probably benefiting from it more than any other club in the UK.
I was going to ask you that too. Like, where does Wrexham rank in the Football League as far as subscriptions to
iFollow? So they don't issue ranking tables.
Okay.
Now, the reality is they don't issue ranking tables for any number of different reasons. Mm-hmm. It's not a strict comparison between, you know, this is about fan bases overseas. So right. It doesn't actually necessarily relate to size of clubs. And, you know, if you've got a bigger fan base as a League Two club than a Championship club, you can't, they're all grown and developed in different ways. So I don't know that a comparison would be particularly helpful. From my experience, I genuinely suspect more people are watching Wrexham overseas on the iFollow network than any other club in the EFL.
Wow. Even more so than like Leeds United or some of the Championship clubs, perhaps?
Well, you know, there's two things that go in Wrexham's favour. The first one is that we're able to stream all our games, all our league games, which means, you know, fans can genuinely put, you know, a bookmark in the family calendar that says, you know, 3 p.m. UK time on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You can watch Wrexham, because most of our games are played at 3 p.m. And the deal that the EFL has subsequently done for broadcasting rights means that all League One and League Two games are available. Championship fixtures get displaced from 3 p.m. on a Saturday. So the appointment of view is a lot more difficult to manage. Now, saying that, of course, you know, if you are a fan of that club, you will find that club's game. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you know, the documentary, I genuinely believe, has made Wrexham the most popular EFL club internationally.
Now, every once in a while, it's usually during an international break, we will get one or two games from either League One or League Two on ESPN Plus for streaming. Obviously the Championship's not playing, neither is the Premier League. Wrexham has not been chosen as any of those for ESPN Plus for international as of this season, other than FA Cup games, of course. Do clubs have any say in this? Is there something like an EFL decision where they're saying, okay?
No, I mean, it's strictly an EFL and broadcaster decision. I mean, there is limits. You know, any one club in League One or League Two can only be shown four times in terms of league games that season.
Okay.
But generally, I think there's 20 over the period of the season. And no, we haven't been selected yet. And I don't think we should read anything into or out of that, in fairness. It's probably as much that there's been other games that have been as attractive, more attractive to a domestic audience, because we talked earlier about what the traditional distribution method was. So these are the traditional games that were selected for broadcast in the UK that are then made available to ESPN.
Yeah.
So when you look at the mixture between League One and League Two, whilst Wrexham has this massive following in the US, actually the selection's been made to satisfy the requirements of the domestic UK market. So that's the driving influence. There's no doubt in my mind that Wrexham will feature in one of those slots, but it's probably more likely to be towards the end of the season. The business end, mm-hmm. when titles are being shown, are up for grabs.
Okay. Now, I think you mentioned just a few minutes ago about iFollow. It's going to be basically end of the contract within the next year. What's your stance on that? I mean, is that something you want to see iFollow continue? And the reason I ask that too, also because I think the international tender that went out from the EFL gives the option as a possibility for a broadcaster to go ahead and take all of the inventory and then have that available to stream if there's an opportunity, if it makes business sense. Where do you stand on the future of iFollow?
So iFollow was created at a particular time for a specific purpose. And what iFollow has successfully done is being able to prove that if you make live match content available, mm-hmm. fans will watch it. And it goes back to the principle of watching your team, whoever your team is. So it's not a surprise to me that the international rights tender that's out is offering this opportunity to replace iFollow, but it's only replacing iFollow as the EFL's product with an alternative streaming product that may be better placed in the marketplace 6 years on from when we created iFollow. So I look at it with an element of satisfaction, because it means the decision that we made 6 years ago was actually right. And if this is the next organic step to be able to take it forward, that's not a failing of iFollow. It's actually an acceptance that the concept was right. And there now may be a better way of packaging all those games to generate more increased revenue, yeah, for the clubs of the EFL. I mean, people often run a comparison between iFollow and MLB TV, which is what the product's called now, the MLS product. And, people point to being a lot more subscribers to some of those US-based products. Well, point number one, those US products have been around a lot longer. Point number two is that they offer it's a league-wide collective subscription, so you can watch any game you wish. These are in the UK version is you're actually buying an individual pass to watch your team play.
Yeah.
So the two are never actually really comparable and shouldn't be, because they're actually structured in a completely different purpose. Just if you add the revenue from the rest of the EFL sales, mm-hmm. to the iFollow, then that's probably the nearer comparison. But of course, that actually takes a wider and deeper understanding of where this started from and ultimately how the broadcast landscape in the UK has traditionally been structured. So I'm fascinated to see where this ends up, because as long as games are available easily and at a cost that is manageable for the majority of fans, then I'm not wedded to iFollow as the only route to market. Mm-hmm. There may be better routes to market. I mean, I personally would love to see Wrexham games free to air in the US every single week. Mm-hmm. And whilst that could have a significant financial negative impact onto our P&L, actually, as long as it's readily available and easily accessible, we'd probably take our chance that we'd generate more by creating a bigger fan base than we would from revenue from individual subscribers. So I'm genuinely fascinated to see what the views of the broadcasters, and for broadcasters, the streamers, the marketplace, mm-hmm. is on this particular option. I just hope that the process that the EFL runs enables those elements to be carved out in such a way as we can identify the value rather than being rolled up and packaged together for the, you know, as one deal. And I think the EFL is certainly a lot wiser today than it was 6 years ago when we started on this venture.
Yeah.
Because by definition, it has to be. Right. We were working on principles, gut feel, mm-hmm. and a general view that this is something that we needed to do. Now there's 6 years worth of, or 5 years worth of evidence,
yep.
that suggests that why this may work. So I would say I can only go back to the fact that I'm absolutely fascinated to see the response. And if that leads to a move away from iFollow to any form of central distribution or even specific club distribution, whether that's paid for or free to air, I'm genuinely comfortable with wherever we end up, as long as everybody is able to access Wrexham games wherever they are in the world.
This year, why don't you fly better? Book your flights with Emirates to a holiday in Thailand, Bali, or Mauritius. Look forward to delicious local food, enjoy complimentary premium drinks, and relax to your favorite movies on the way. Because it's not just about the destination, it's how you get there. This year, fly Emirates. Fly better.
A new series of the unmissable thriller, Trigger Point.
Don't move an inch. Take the shot!
Move! 3, 2, 1!
Starring Vicky McClure.
Who the hell are these people?
Terrorist attack on London.
We've got a timer. Our actions must have set it off.
Listen to me! You need to be still! You stood on a bomb!
Trigger Point returns Sunday, 28th of January on ITV1 and ITVX.
You can feed your ambition.
You can find your balance.
You can focus on your craft.
You can work smarter. Make business energy effortless with You Energy. Get fast, tailored quotes, smart solutions to keep on top of your bills, and all your utilities in one place. Get a quote now at youenergy.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. Full details can be found online.
Yeah, it is fascinating. I mean, to me, like, iFollow was transformative. I mean, as a fan of Swansea City for my whole entire lifetime, originally from South Wales, and being able to watch every single home match and away match. And when iFollow did launch, there were a number of clubs that didn't go to the iFollow platform. They had their own kind of basically internal TV streaming service. And many of them have gone to the iFollow model because, I mean, I think there's a lot of advantages to it, definitely. But that's interesting in terms of where this goes, because it could go a number of different places. And like you said, too, whichever place it goes is going to be a plus. Probably some, if it is carved out on its own, it might be possibly a bigger plus than being as the collective. But the collective could be fantastic, too. I think one of the criticisms that we've heard about iFollow in the past has been that some fans... Sure, they're a fan of, say, Leicester City or Leeds United, but in America, but they wanted to be able to actually have a pass where they could watch all the championship games. And the same would be for League One or League Two. Do you think that could be a possibility where that opens up a league-wide subscription?
It could well be. And but it all depends on how does that sit alongside the traditional distribution. Because, you know, ultimately, you know, every rights holder around the world buys access to the games that are being shown domestically in the UK. So there's a, you know, there's a significant check that goes alongside that, and that's only additional revenue to what's being generated from the UK. Mm-hmm. So the UK market's still going to have, you know, specific premium live games with an element of exclusivity to one broadcaster to drive value. Yeah. So that we are at this really interesting crossroads, because, you know, does making every game available overseas as a league-wide product generate more for the collective than the individual distribution for a single club discuss? And, you know, the reality of the situation is we are only going to know the answer to that one probably after the next two or three broadcast cycles. We're not going to know it this time, because it's a learning curve all the way through. And, you know, we sat there 6 years ago, and as you heard me describe it earlier, it was a gut react. It was, we knew we needed to do it, which makes it easy. We knew we had nothing to lose, that there was no revenue coming in at this moment in time. So we were able to apply first instincts. The actual decision's harder. It's easier and harder in the same breath. It's easier in so much that there's a proven model, which means people are interested, but it's harder because it's now more complex. And the actual decision-making process based on the facts that exist actually makes it a harder decision than we took in the first instance. Certainly to come out of it with any element of certainty of success, because who knows whether the collective is stronger than the individual parts. You know, it's fairly obvious, and, you know, to use a political comparison, Wrexham will make more money from sales individually than our friends at Accrington Stanley.
Right.
And the question is, so Accrington Stanley would probably, I would suggest, suggest that the collect, you know, that everything should go into the collective pot and be shared that way. And you could, you know, Wrexham would have a very good reason to argue that it should keep its own individual revenue. I mean, the hybrid is that each club keeps the revenue that's generated from its home, from the home game.
You're right.
If you're going to do that, you do have to do it as a league-wide product. Mm-hmm. Because we all know that that to make a fan subscribe every single game to a different website to watch the game is going, you know, that novelty is going to wear off fairly quickly.
Right.
And be a bar to subscription. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's one of the main reasons why when iFollow was created, each club keeping its own revenue was we genuinely felt that was the right thing to do to give clubs a vested interest in growing the service. You know, after all, they were their fans.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one was that if you didn't do it that way, and every home club kept its own revenue, then you do get to this position where somebody has to subscribe every single week, every single time you're playing away from home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that novelty will soon wear off, even for a lifelong Swansea fan.
Absolutely, especially with streaming the way it is, more so in the United States, perhaps, where there's so many different options to see different leagues, different competitions, etc. It does get pretty confusing, which is one of the reasons why World Soccer Talk exists, to try to explain it all. The last question I have for you, Sean, is I know it's a moving target because some of these things sometimes take longer or sometimes go a lot faster than expected. But when do you think a decision would be reached in terms of the next broadcast window?
The domestic positions result, you know, is now done. You know, obviously the packages have been sold to Sky for the EFL. Mm-hmm. You know, that basically means Article 48 is going to survive inside the UK.
Right.
So that's the first set of parameters that's set for the international market. Yeah. You know, there's going to be no mass broadcast inside the UK. So any additional games are going to need their own, you know, they're going to need their own production. which probably goes some way towards answering or restricting the options. But the domestic market was always going to come first.
Yeah.
So I suspect in January or February there'll be some significant moves. I think the first thing the EFL have got to decide is whether they're going to go sell the rights market by market, or whether they're going to sell the rights to an agency for an amount and let the agency deal with and take the chance, take the risk on being able to sell the rights on at a profit. You know, and you know, ultimately, you know, the league has always, well, has historically for many years taken the guaranteed money from an agency.
Right.
But the experience of where the league has gone, that may provide its opportunity for it to do it itself this time in very much the same way as the Premier League does. Yep. So there are some real big decisions on the horizon, but I suspect to give everybody a fair chance, then it can't be certain. It certainly won't be any later than February 2024.
Okay. Well, Sean, I mean, you're responsible for iFollow, obviously played a major role with Wrexham and continue to do so. League Two to me has been one of the most fascinating divisions in England this season thus far. Of course, the Notts Counties of the world, Swindons, Wrexhams, etc. It's been fascinating and having you along for the ride in terms of experiencing this all. I really think was very transformative in terms of what it did at that time, which was a massive change, which was very revolutionary. So thanks to you for bringing it to this stage, and let's see where it goes from here.
Yeah, and as you know, thank you, and you know, listen, the Wrexham ride is great. It allows me to utilize 30 years of experience in club football and competitions to try and help Rob and Ryan get to a position where they maximize the opportunity that they've been able to create in the shortest possible period of time. You know, because ultimately, you know, the impetus behind Wrexham will never be greater than it is now. Mm-hmm. And we've obviously got, what we've got to do is to elongate and extend that as long as we can. Well, you know, the extension of it comes down to Rob and Ryan's presence, you know, documentary continuing. That's where the impetus and the acceleration comes from. But you know what we've got to do is during that time is to make the maximum opportunity or the maximum benefit from those opportunities that we're given, and you can be assured that everybody at Wrexham will be doing everything we can to ensure that anybody in the US who wants to watch Wrexham live has that opportunity both now and in the future.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is go to the Wrexham website, and you'll find all the information about how to watch those home matches or away matches for any of our viewers or listeners in the United States. Sean Harvey, absolutely. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, so much. Absolutely. Everything's on the website. Everybody's welcome. You know, and the experience of watching Wrexham live, you know, many people from the US have actually come over to the Stoke Kairos to actually watch a live game, which is a wonderful experience, having had the experience of seeing it on the documentary, you know. But the next best thing is to immerse yourself in the Saturday afternoon experience of watching the team in live action, you know. And as you said, very helpfully suggested, all the information as to how to sign up is on the website, so you know, please feel free.
This year, why don't you fly better? Book your flights with Emirates to a holiday in Thailand, Bali, or Mauritius. Look forward to delicious local food, enjoy complimentary premium drinks, and relax to your favorite movies on the way. Because it's not just about the destination, it's how you get there. This year, fly Emirates. Fly better.
Fashion, it's a fickle game. Something's in, then it's out. But real style is always en vogue. So why not choose the iconic Fiat 500 for just £199 a month? Plus an initial rental of £999. The Fiat 500. In budget and always in style.
Personal contract hire on Fiat 500 mild hybrid 1-litre 70 horsepower hatchback. T's and C's subject to state and availability. 18 plus. You will not own the car. Stellantis Financial Services.
A new series of the unmissable thriller, Trigger Point.
Don't move an inch.
Take the shot!
Move! 3, 2, 1!
Starring Vicky McClure.
Who the hell are these people?
Terrorist attack on London.
We've got a timer. Our actions must have set it off.
Listen to me! You need to be still! You stood on a bomb!
Trigger Point returns Sunday, 28th of January on ITV1 and ITVX.
Imagine how it'd feel to win £10,000. Like you'd smashed it. With Set for Life, you could win £10,000 every month for 30 years. Smash 2024 with Set for Life from the National Lottery. Play on the app. Prize may be capped. Account terms, rules, procedures, and game-specific rules apply. Players must be 18 or over.